So, I am making an audio recording of this today with the idea that I may send you some of the recordings so you can hear yourselves from the audience perspective. So keep that in mind when you're playing today. Okay, do your best. This is not the audience, but this will tell you what you sound like from out front, which is, in my experience, always very different than when I'm sitting in the group. And I do still play a lot, so I know what it's like to be where you are, but we have to think about the audience too, so. All right, so here we go. I think this opening of the Danny Elfman is a really nice start. And also, thank you, our percussion, Joe, Nancy, thank you everybody for playing with us. We appreciate you so much. It's a rare treat to have you all here at once, so we appreciate it.
Please come back.
Thank you.
this song, we can't play it too slow. They all know it from the movie, so if we play it like this is, they're gonna be like, that's wrong. We have to play it at the same exact way they know it, okay? So, let's see. One more time, right on 24. Two, three, and. That's one bar. Because I'm counting one. You have to count three, four, one, two, three. There's a lot of rest in there at a half of the tempo we were at before. One more time.
From where?
24, right on 24, and the tempo is this slow. One, two, three, and four. Twice as fast. One, two, three, four. Melody at 29. Raise your hand. Come on, clarinets. You're like second violins over there. Yes, it's you. For two bars, the only melody is in our very soft-spoken friends in the second and third clarinets over here who don't even want the spotlight, and you're not helping when you go bop, 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 bop. You're giving them cover. I want you to hang them out to dry. Because then they'll step up, right? Okay, and then in the next two bars, the melody adds the basses. But everyone who's going pup, 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 just go pup, pup as soft as possible to force them to step into the spotlight. You like the person back there going, get in the spotlight, get in the spotlight. I know you can do it. This is a cool melody. It's fun. It's easy. You can do this. All right. So let's take it right there. 29. Okay, and then at 33, if you have the offbeats, I know it says forte, but so's the melody forte, and we know which is more important. We gotta hear the boom chick, boom chick, boom, has to be back. Okay, you have to be like constantly adjusting, constantly listening and making adjustments in real time, just like you drive a car. You don't just go like this and close your eyes, you'll crash. You have to, there's a person coming. Oh no, I have to slow down. Oh, now I have to get around that leaf in the road. Like, okay, can you just play like you drive. Constant attention and minor adjustments all the time. Unless you're a bad driver. Okay, all right, 29. Balance with your ears. Two and three and four. Yeah.
49, I think of as Sally's music. It says introduction, but to me, it's like that's her little theme. Okay, that was a lot better, a lot better. Balance is much better. So how about we take it 43? Oh, wait, you know what? What happens to bar before 43?
Crescendo.
Yeah, but before we can crescendo, we have to do what? Subito piano, right? Yeah, we kind of blew through that stop sign. Let's take 37. 37. The downbeat of the subito piano, play so soft you think we won't hear you. If the note doesn't speak, it's okay, someone else will get it. But without me going like this, I would love to hear the whole band just drop like an elevator in the shaft and then come back up without me having to do anything obvious. 37, 3 and 4. Softer, even drop out for a bar and come back in when you feel it. The funny thing about offbeats as a horn player, they're exactly the same as onbeats. You're just in the middle of the beat, like literally. Offbeats are bop, 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 bop. What if that was the beat? Bop, 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 bop. They're exactly the same. We freak out about them. They're not that hard at all. Just mentally shift the beat to halfway between the beats and play onbeats on the offbeat. Literally. Okay, that's good. Let's take it. So it's very clear on the fermata going into the allegro, right? We're holding, and then I'm going to give the trombones. One, two, there's a new tempo. Two, two, three, 73. Two, three, three. Okay, fermata before allegro. Where's the fermata? supposed to be a major chord. Whoever has concert E flat, you're the root. If you have concert E flat, play right now. Yeah, let's find that note. Okay, let's have the doctor here play it for us. We need actually third clarinet has the E flat concert. First, and then everyone else add in and adjust and tune to them. We need to know who we're tuning to. So E flat concert first. Everyone else? So make a note who you're tuning to in each section. You're tuning to root, you're tuning to them, and who else plays there? So alto sax is you're tuning to tenor sax. We can get that. Okay, right there on that, on the fermata again. There's a drum roll, and so we have to start 92 together. Can we do, please, just for a moment, the noodles at 85? So that would be clarinets, alto sax, and then later on flutes and oboe come in. Okay, so here's 85, only those upper woodwinds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do that one slow. It's clarinets, flute, and oboe. 2 before 92. Ready and one. You're gonna be on their last note. So it's one and a 2e and a 3e and a 2e and a 3e and. Okay, do that again slow. 3 and 4 and 1. So da 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 da. Sing it once, please. Ready and. So on their last note, you start. Sing it again. 3 and 1. Yeah, hear it? Again, sing one. That's it. Play it in that speed. 2 and 3 and 4 and. But you have to wait till the end of one. 3 and 4 and 1. Yeah, so we don't want to be early or late on your entrance.
has to dovetail with them. Again, three and four and. That's it. Again, two, a little faster and. Again, one and two and three and four and. Good, up to tempo, two and three and four. Don't be late, one, two, three, four. Good, so let's get that together. Everybody take 83, please, or 81, actually. 81. Ba, ba, ba. Horns. 1, 2, 81. Of our notes, not just the beginning and the middle. If everybody's got a comma at the end of a whole note, please, and I'm doing this for God's sake, just do it with me. I'm showing it to you. Otherwise, it sounds sloppy if one person holds through and everyone else takes the break. So just circle those breath marks. All right, let's just do the ending now. How about from 132, and then we'll get the allegro together this time. Okay, here's 132, start soft. Three. Just to
practice the transition. Here we go. Forte piano and. Because you notice we had to stop at every transition. So next week, practice at home, practice the transition, and find a recording online to listen to so you can get it in your inner ear how it's going to go so that we can try to play it straight through without having to stop at every transition next time. Yeah.